This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization said Friday it hopes the planet will be rid of the coronavirus pandemic in less than 2 years, faster than it took for the 1918 Spanish flu. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters at the WHO's headquarters in Geneva that it should be possible to tame the novel coronavirus faster than the deadly 1918 pandemic.
We hope to finish this pandemic before less than 2 years, especially if we can pull our efforts together and with national unity, global solidarity, that's really key.
WHO Emergencies Chief Michael Ryan told journalists the 1918 flu came in three waves and then later settled down into a less deadly seasonal infection. However, Ryan said the current coronavirus outbreak is not displaying a wave pattern similar to the 1918 flu. Ryan added that when the COVID-19 virus is not under control, it jumps straight back up. The coronavirus pandemic continued to sweep its way across the United States Friday. We get details from AP's Mike Gracia.
The Oklahoma State Department of Health reported Friday an increase of 1,077 coronavirus cases and six deaths over 24 hours. Arkansas reported 22 more deaths from COVID-19, its largest single-day increase. At the University of Wyoming, where the fall semester begins Monday, officials reported 46 active cases of coronavirus, including two students living in dorms. Syracuse University suspended 23 students identified at a large on-campus gathering Wednesday night. And the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints canceled its annual Christmas concert because of lingering coronavirus concerns. I'm Mike Gracia.
You can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Doctors at a Siberian hospital where Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny lies in a coma after a suspected poisoning have agreed to allow his family to transport him to a top German medical facility. Doctors at the intensive care unit in the Siberian city of Omsk had said Navalny was too sick to move, but late Friday, the deputy chief doctor at the hospital said the politician would be allowed to leave for Germany. Russia's RIA Novosti news agency reported that Navalny is expected to be flown to Berlin on Saturday morning. The 44-year-old politician and corruption investigator is a leading opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Navalny became seriously ill on a flight and later lapsed into a coma Thursday. His family and supporters alleged that he was poisoned and that the Kremlin is behind it. There are fresh questions about how the U.S. Postal Service will ensure ballots mailed before November's election arrive on time after Postmaster General Louis DeJoy testified before a Senate panel Friday. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
DeJoy says he did not know about recent operations changes until a public outcry over the removal of blue collection boxes and sorting machines.
Of which I had no idea.
But DeJoy says there are no plans to restore them or end a new rule limiting late delivery trips, which several postal workers say is a big reason for delays. Still, DeJoy tells lawmakers mailed-in ballots will arrive on time.
Extremely highly confident.
Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan wants to know why.
Do you have a detailed plan about how you're going to ensure the kind of delivery that Americans count on?
DeJoy says it's still in the works, but ballots will be prioritized like in past years. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Residents along the Gulf Coast of the United States are bracing for the possible impact of two tropical weather systems. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
The computer models are all over the place. One storm, Laura, is on a path through Puerto Rico, over or near the Dominican Republic and Haiti, and Cuba by Sunday. If it survives all that, then possibly South Florida into the Gulf toward the Panhandle. In the Western Gulf, there's a depression that could become Tropical Storm Marco. National Hurricane Center specialist Richard Pass says once it crosses the Yucatan, it could move.
Somewhere toward the central or northwest Gulf of Mexico coast. It's a little too early to be specific about that. But we do think it'll strengthen to a hurricane.
The last time two tropical storms were in the Gulf was more than 60 years ago. There are no records showing two hurricanes in the Gulf at the same time. I'm Tim McGuire.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.